Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Everybody, welcome to you. It's a great honor for me to have each and every one of you in the audience today. And it is a growing audience, apparently, as I'm getting new emails from people and new callers, and it's all good. Because the political issues of the day is what we talk about over a cup of coffee, of course, but always with the goal. That is my goal, is to help you change your world, persuading the persuadable. Because that's the only way we're going to save this great republic. It's person by person and a lot of prayer. So it's time to keep up that effort, friends. And not, even though good things are happening, and they are, you know, the president is threatening basically a veto, a pocket veto. I'll get into that in a moment, but he's also talking about outright vetoing the defense appropriations bill, and he will. And I'm going to get into the psychology of that and everything that, well, you know, legislators or congressmen, senators, how they think, how Trump thinks. Not that I know the man, you know, I've only met him once. He wasn't even president then, but it was a pretty powerful 2-minute conversation I had with him. Anyway, friends, we're going to talk about that. Also talk about today is an interesting day. That I did not know this in the Constitution, but today Mike Pence may literally choose to save the election, folks, and he can do it today. Also going to talk about Senator Dallas Hurd. Oh, he made the Oregonian, the fish wrap. I got a great email from one of our listeners who sent me a copy of an email that she sent to Senator Hurd. We'll talk about that today as we get through the show. We've got 3 hours today to talk about these political issues of the day and how they impact your life and how you can use them to change your world, to make your world better, make the world better for everybody. That's our entire purpose in why I do this radio show. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Do you think the president's veto here, or veto threat, the pocket veto threat, is going to work? Well, let's talk about that, because it's really important, because it's being done for a reason. And again, this is something that you can talk about with the persuadables. Have intelligent conversations with them. Now, I have a number of you listeners who don't want to be named. Okay. And it's okay. I mean, those of you that work for the state of Oregon or even other government agencies, I get it. And I know why you don't want to be named. But some of you, I mean, I don't think the left is going to come after you, because I only use your first names, right? I mean, I don't use your last names, and I don't typically tell people where you work or that kind of thing. So the left isn't going to come after you. So don't be worried about that. But I do appreciate all of you for contributing. Those of you who call and those of you who email. Now, before I get into the president's, by the way, I got a text message from Anne Marie, a friend of mine from church, and she said, well, that didn't take long, because it was literally not much longer after we got off the air yesterday. that the president releases this four-minute video. And he basically says, this is a joke. And he did everything that Kathy, by the way, said to do. Remember when Kathy called yesterday? And she said that, you know, the president has got to not only threaten to veto, he's got to tell everybody why. And Trump did just exactly that. And that's what Anne Marie was referring to. Me advocating, along with many of you, that this thing needs to get vetoed. It is a disgrace. It's how the swamp works. And this is why we elected Donald Trump, to clean this kind of stuff up, because everybody knows it's wrong. Now, there is good stuff in this package of bills, but there's far more worse stuff than there is good. And that's what Anne Marie was referring to. The president's going to veto it. Maybe. Or maybe he just does a pocket veto. And we'll talk about that as we go along through the show. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. By the way, was it the right thing for the president to issue these pardons yesterday? Does that leave you a little squeamish? Or was it the right thing to do, especially with some of the people that were victims of the Mueller witch hunt? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's start today on the phones with our good friend Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Yep. Most assuredly, the president did exactly what he needed to do. And we talked about that yesterday. Remember I said, hey, you know, all this stuff is just garbage. And Trump did exactly what he needed to do. But now we need to issue a call to action.
That's
to
right.
All our listeners, okay, to get on the phone and call our senators and our representatives. Because Pelosi has already countered and said, oh, well, we'll just do a little thing here and go ahead and stick in the $2,000. And they're going to vote on it tomorrow, Jeff. And we need to call them, especially Kurt Schrader and all of our Democratic crazies, and say, hey, this is unacceptable. You should be giving us $2,000 to help American citizens, but you shouldn't be wasting all this money on things that have nothing to do with the pandemic, that are greasing the palms of people like Pelosi's daughter, who runs the Kennedy Kennedy Center.
$40 million. Yeah, $40 million to the Kennedy Center.
Now, Jeff, here's what people need to do. The telephone number for the legislature is 202-224-3121. And they need to call Kurt Schrader, DeFazio, whoever the heck it is, and say, no way is it acceptable for you just to make a little change and give us the $2,000 and not address the incredible pork barrel spending, which has definitely been on the news today. But we got to put the pressure on these, you know what we call them all the time, but I'll be nice today. These swamp dwellers.
That's good. Be nice today.
No, they're swamp dwellers. You and I both know it, Jeff. And all the crazy things they are spending this money on. And if you listen to Trump's speech yesterday, which I did, he said, what about the hospitality industry, the restaurants? You're not doing nothing for them. And they're being impacted so tremendously during this pandemic. But guess what? The Democrats don't give a damn. Not one iota. So we need to issue a call to action. All of the listeners, dial that number to their representative and the senators and let them know, hey, the $2,000 is desirable, but this other crap, Jeff, is unacceptable.
Absolutely right. And here's what I'm going to do, Art. I actually hadn't planned on doing that, but you just gave me a great idea. You know what I'm going to do? At some point in the time through the show today, I'm going to not only issue that call to action, but I'm going to give out not the the Washington, D.C. numbers of Wyden and Merkley, but also of DeFazio and Kurt Schrader. I'm going to give the state of Oregon phone numbers for those people, especially those that have offices near Marion County or Linn County here, okay? I'm going to do that because it's going to be easier for you to get through to them. And frankly, because it could very well be that today their phone lines are being jammed in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to give out the local numbers. I'm going to do that today because this makes the perfect sense to me. We need to these Democrats know that this is a disgrace, that we get $600 and illegal aliens get $1,800.
That's right. We're giving away billions
and billions and billions of dollars.
And that is an
foreign country,
Jeff, for them to give all that money to illegal aliens when they should be giving it to the American citizens who are suffering. These illegal aliens, wherever they're from, got the good life now because you know they're working, Jeff, and making money. But why give them our hard-earned taxpayers' money when they don't even live in this country legally?
You're right. Good point. Art, thank you. I appreciate
it. God bless you, Jeff. Everybody,
all right.
Great
suggestion, and I'm going to do that today, friends. It seriously, what Art is saying has to happen. This is part of what we talk about, right? You being active, this is something every one of you can do. And you don't have to do it just now or over the next 3 hours. It's fine if you do. But you can do it after you hear this hour replayed at 6 o'clock tonight. Seriously. Or maybe if you listen to the podcast when I get it up on the podcast, you can make a difference. These Democrat senators, believe me, it's music to their ear. Kurt Schrader and Peter DeFazio, they're all big spenders. They love this stuff. And who knows what pork they got into this thing. They're going to love it when you call them and say, you know, you ought to be doing what President Trump says to do, what Pelosi says to do, $2,000 stimulus checks per person at least. But the other thing you got to say to them is what Art said. You've got to get rid of the pork to these foreign countries, which is even more pork stuff here in America. And I'm going to share that with you when we come back. It's 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, the pork in this COVID relief bill is even worse than I even thought. I mean, it's just stunning what they've shoved into this thing. I mean, you're going to be shocked. Well, probably not, actually. The pocket veto. What is that? Well, the Constitution grants the president 10 days to review a measure passed by Congress. Now, Ron, I want you to hang on because I'm going to get to you and I'll give you plenty of time here to talk. Again, it's 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Freedom Heating and Air, folks, can make your life more, well, make your home a lot more comfortable if it isn't right now. You know, if the furnace is not working, and boy, it got cold last night, right? If the heat pump isn't working, if it isn't keeping up, maybe you ought to get it checked out. And Freedom Heating and Air is the right company to do that. They're here in Salem. They've been here well over 40-plus years. They treat their customers right. Give them a call. And you can do that if you go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Pocket veto. Constitution grants the president 10 days to review a measure passed by Congress. If the president has not signed the bill after 10 days, it becomes law without his signature. Now, we kind of do the same thing here in Oregon, but it's a different time frame, okay? However, there's a fly in the ointment here. If Congress adjourns during that 10-day period, and Trump doesn't sign it, the bill doesn't become law. You see, the president could veto the COVID bill and the omnibus spending bill without ever raising his veto pen. Now, the current legislative session ends at 1 minute before midnight on January 3rd. If the president doesn't sign the bill or anything else, if he doesn't do that prior to 1 minute before midnight on January 3rd, it's done. It's over with. It dies. Now, where is Congress these days? Well, most of them have gone home, congressmen and senators. You think they're going to come back to fix this thing? Why would Trump do this? Well, that's not too hard to figure out, but you got to go back to how Trump does things, and he's serious about it. Let's talk to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What's on your mind today about these
subjects? Well, I'm trying to get a right flight to D.C. because I'm mad as hell at these people. It's shame enough that we got some governors that had their name released on the Australian list concerning spies of the Communist Party. Dedication. But at the same time, you know, if they're going to give Venezuela $30 million, and then to me they're no better than Cuba, and then they're going to just only give me $600, and after the heck and misery after 21 weeks trying to get my unemployment, it's going to be about 2 months before they get that out under this situation. The main thing people got to realize is that personally, if I have my way right now, if they don't respond by New Year's Eve, Congress don't get their butts back and do the people's will, I would like to see 3.5 million people show up on January 6th and let them know our dissension of their actions. They work for us. We give them the consent, we the consent give them the powers to do the work for us, not go through and dictate to us and then give money, $538 million to the Ukraine. You know, it stinks to high heck. We're helping everybody else out there around the world. I mean, I don't mind, the question is, the $3 billion going to Israel. Is that going to the Palestinian Authority? You know, nobody ain't looking that deep in the weeds. And the last thing is, you know, getting back to your own state, home grounds here, when you got Paul Evans that went through and made such a disgraceful attack on various people and our legislators, he's no worse than she himself. And it makes me wonder if he's one of these paid rats like Swallow. But people, we got to stand up. We got to hold our liberties. We got to hold our people accountable. Call Schrader. I'm going to do that this morning. I'm going to call DeFazio. He's out my area. Call Jerkley Merkley and call the other guy, the New York Wyden. And they got to be held accountable. If people don't start taking power, then we're no different than those that wants to be on the foot of communism. Socialism, if you want to be like in England, where they shut everything down. We have to stand. We got to pray. We got to be respectful when we call these people. But at the same time, we shouldn't tolerate the mess that they're trying to stir up, because this is Soylent Green, to get everybody to be coming to the government when the government should be coming to us and asking. Not like the legislature that we just had went through yesterday. It was atrocity, dishonorable. And unfortunately, the state troopers are under orders, and, you know, and I have a feeling that that's just the tip of the iceberg if people don't, if they don't do the will of the people. But we must work peacefully, not with violence, not with bad tongues. Antifa does all that and trashing life of profit. But we must hold
them
accountable.
Ron, have you, Ron, let me ask you, have you heard, I got a text from a friend. There is a call for mass civil disobedience rally and a march on New Year's Day in Salem. Have you heard about that yet?
I just spotted something that Nature a few hours ago. And I will say yay and nay. Until I talk to other people, I will say I will just go ahead and just pay attention to that. The question is this: how many people will show up? I mean, it could be the big bad, you know, the sky's falling.
Well, it's on New Year's Day. Lots of people could show up. Right, if they wanted to, because it's everybody gets the day off.
That's right.
If we do, what do they mean by mass civil disobedience rally? I'm kind of like you. I want to wait to see what the goals of this thing are, but I'm really interested in going and participating. Ron, thank you, brother.
Yes, I'm
always good
about
to hear your
God
voice.
God bless you, brother.
It's 6:30 in the morning. I'll be back with more of the incredible pork that'll blow your mind that's in this bill. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is the bottom of the hour, 6:36. Quick programming note for you. Tomorrow we will have David and Amanda Vital on to talk about how Antifa has been targeting them now. These are the people that are part of the Awakening Church and how they did Salem Awakening. For those of you who remember, for almost 4 months during the summer, they were down at the waterfront every single evening. Various churches came and helped doing praise and worship and being there to meet people's needs in many different ways. We're going to talk to them about how they now have been targeted by Antifa. For what? For going down and doing praise and worship in front of the abortion clinic in Salem once a month. That happens tomorrow. We'll talk with them about that. LibertyDaily.com, by the way, there's a report out there that Trump is infuriated by Pence for not fighting hard enough for election integrity. I think this is fake news, folks. I really do. Because Pence and Trump have worked really hard together and very well together. And Pence has been in a bunch of these Oval Office meetings where they're talking strategy. Now, apparently, this porculous bill includes an amendment to nullify POTUS's use, the president's use, of the Insurrection Act. Okay, another reason for Trump to pocket veto this thing. The Mike Pence story is what he could do starting today, and how he literally could defend the Constitution and our republic by something. I did not know this, but apparently Mike Pence, as president of the Senate, can do something under the Constitution. Now, the question is, will he? Well, I guess that remains to be seen. But let me get back to the pocket veto, and then I want to get into some more incredible, outrageous stuff. I mean, it's bad enough that the pork bill includes an amendment to nullify the use of the Insurrection Act. This is from DJHGJ Media. And again, this is new to me, so apparently it does. And apparently this is some folks on Twitter found it and have posted about it. It is House Amendment 833 to House Resolution 6395. I don't know what all of that means, other than to say, I'll just have to read about it, but apparently it does. I guess it requires certifications be made to Congress when the president deploys active duty military within the United States during civil unrest. By amending the Insurrection Act in Title 10, Chapter 13. Okay. So back to the president and his ability to veto this thing. And frankly, if this is true that it limits his ability to do the Insurrection Act, then yeah, I would say that's another reason for him to do it. Here's the problem, folks, about this COVID relief bill and the Porculus bill. Because these are two bills. They're separate, right? There's the COVID relief bill, and then there is the continuation of federal government spending, because in 7 days, the federal government runs out of money. This bill is almost 6,000 pages long, not quite. They're having trouble enrolling this thing. You see, even though pocket vetoes are rare, they've been done before. And in fact, FDR, I guess, was really good at doing them. But here's the thing. Under Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, that president has that 10 days, right, to either sign or veto a bill. Now, if he doesn't sign it and the Congress is still in session, it automatically becomes law. But here's the problem. We're up within that 10-day time window, folks. Now, go look at the calendar. The calendar says no. What you got to understand is that the Constitution excludes Sundays. It's not counted in that 10 days. Okay? And here's the other problem for Congress. They've basically adjourned. Now, whether they've actually gaveled down or not, I don't know about that yet. This bill has not been given to Trump yet. Why? I mean, it was passed day before yesterday, right? Here's the problem. Because of the massive nature of these two bills being put together, it hasn't been in what we call enrolled yet. Now, when you go online and you say to the state of Oregon, the legislative website, and you're looking for a bill that has been passed by the House and the Senate in Oregon, and the same in Congress, has to be finalized in all the language and anything that was done to change it or whatever. And ultimately, it's enrolled, what they call enrolled, which is just a term, means it's officials. That's what that means. And it's given to the governor, in the case of Oregon, or the president here. But because this thing is so big, and they've put two of these bills together, it's taking longer. And then they apparently had this computer glitch thing that happened so that the staff got behind. You see, they have to give it to the president today. Literally, today. By 1 minute before midnight. Again, why is that significant? Because the Constitution says, excluding Sundays, the president has 10 days to sign it or it becomes law. The problem is Congress will have officially their term expired, and then the bill dies. Now, here's the other thing. The problem with this thing as it is today, even if, let's say, Pelosi and McConnell called everybody back to Congress, you can't reopen the bill, folks. It's been voted on. It's done. And the same is true here in Oregon. If we, you know, when I served in the Oregon legislature here, you got to this point where both sides have passed the bill. It is in the process of being official. It's done. You can't pull it back at that point. Under the Constitution, it has to go to the governor. In the case of the president, it has to go to the president, folks. They can't just stop it. They can slow walk it, but they can't stop it. They have to start all over again, folks. They're not going to get it done. It's just not going to happen. The other problem is, of course, the government will run out of money. Because right now, it's operating on a 7-day interim spending bill. So, if he doesn't sign the bill by December 28th, there is a government shutdown. Now, Congress is at fault for this. Because they didn't, and Kathy, I want you to hang on because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. I need to make a point here. You see, this is the swamp in how they do things. They did it on purpose. They slow walked it. And now they've backed themselves into a corner. And they backed themselves in a corner because they think they can co-opt Trump. Folks, you can't anymore. He has nothing to lose. Seriously, think about it. If he's no longer going to be the president, he doesn't have to worry about re-election. If he is going to be the president again, he doesn't have to worry about election. It's not what's in his best interest to sign this thing. Now, even more importantly, it also is not who Donald Trump is. You go back, there's two main things you take away from his life's experience. And he wrote about it in his book, The Art of the Deal, and here's what it is. Number one, always be willing to walk away from a negotiation, literally. Number two, always ask for more than you know you're going to get. That's what Trump has done here, that the swamp, including McConnell and a lot of these Republicans, that they've forgotten. He'll walk away. He'll let the thing expire. He'll let government shut down. He will. And he's asking for maybe even $4,000 per person, knowing he might get $2,000. He's also asking to get rid of all the pork. Kathy, hang on. I want to get to you on the other side of the break here. You think? Okay. You don't think? 6:48 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yeah, you know, this story about Mike Pence, and Kathy, I promise I'll get to you in just a moment here. The story about Mike Pence, Trump being angry at him. Folks, first of all, it's from Axios. This is a very liberal left-wing website, okay? And it's all about the Never Trumper group, Lincoln Project, which is claiming that Pence is backing away from him. Oh, you gotta love these people. Most likely not the case. As promised, let's go to Kathy. Kathy, do you think the president was listening to you yesterday? I mean, he did pretty much what you wanted him to do, didn't he?
Nah, he doesn't know who I am. But
Yeah, but he loves you and he's fighting for you anyway.
Okay. So what I wanted to say was about your advertiser, Salem Pet. I have personal experience, and they're awesome. We actually call them Doggy Nordstrom because their customer
what?
Service is so great.
Doggy Nordstrom?
Yeah, Doggy right. Nordstrom. That's what we call them because their customer service is awesome. But anyway, okay, so I just had a comment and a question. Can you explain to me, because I can't remember, what happened to line item vetoes? And the other thing was, all of this news about these bills is exhausting. I feel like the American public is charged with trying to catch a magician. Their sleight of hand. And I don't think our president wants things that complicated. But they do it on purpose. Isn't there something in the book of Revelation about Satan is going to wear out the saints? That's his thing, is he's going to wear us out. So, anyway, that's kind of it.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, a lot of this is intentional to discourage those of us who believe in liberty, those of us who are people of faith, Christians, whether you're evangelical, Catholic, doesn't matter. And I'm telling you that, yeah, that's part of the plan. But we are not going to faint, and we are not going to grow weary.
No.
We aren't. Because
but we have to keep that in mind.
Strength. That our faith gives us. So we have to support the president, and we have to support, frankly, even people we disagree with most of the time politically. Some of our elected leaders, when they do the right thing, we need to encourage them and
yes.
thank them for it publicly, but we also need to be praying for them. And I even pray yeah. for, again, it's hard for me to do this, Kathy. I have to admit it. It's hard for me. I pray for Kate Brown. And I pray for Tina Kotek, Peter Courtney. I know these people. And it's hard for me to do that. But I believe we're commanded to do it. And I think it's the right thing to do. Because there's strength in
yes.
it, don't you think?
Yes. I've talked to Peter Courtney. He seemed to be very congenial. But he's just a politician, and when he talks, it's like he says a lot of words, but he doesn't say anything concrete.
He's a typical Democrat liberal. That's why, Kathy. Kathy, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to drop that, and in a moment I'm going to go to Glenn, but I said I would give you more pork. You know, Art talked about the $40 million for the Kennedy Center. How about $200 million? $200 million so that HIV AIDS workers oversee. These people are employed by us, the federal government. $200 million to buy something. You know what it is? Cars and car insurance. I'm not kidding you. And there's more. It's even worse. You know that money to the Ukraine? $453 million. This is after Trump already gave them $400 million. Now, do you wonder if Hunter Biden is going to get any of that money through the back door, through relationships we don't even know about yet? And does the big guy, his father, get 50%? And folks, there's even more. It's even worse. And I'll get to that. But I got to get to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say today?
Jeff, I've never seen him do this before. When did they're broke? The federal government's broke. They were supposed to raise the debt ceiling. When they do that on the weekend? Because did they raise the debt ceiling and do two big bills, the one for the COVID and all the other pork, the other bill, all into the big soup bowl, including raising the debt ceiling? I don't get it. I don't know how they pulled this off. They're broke. Now, how can they send out money if they didn't technically raise the debt ceiling first?
Good point. And they would have had to have done that. Otherwise, they're acting unconstitutionally. And I don't imagine that the parliamentarians would let them do it if they hadn't previously raised the debt ceiling. Now, I don't know. I haven't read anything about that. And if you can find it, Glenn, send it to me, because maybe they've raised the debt ceiling in this bill. I don't know. I don't know how it works in Congress.
Well, there was no action on the debt ceiling at all, because it should have been its own item before they could spend money. They have to raise the debt ceiling before they can spend new money, which means they have to go to the Treasury Department. They have to get foreign investors to buy the treasuries. And then after they have the money in the treasury, then they can pass the new bill for the COVID and all this other pork. This is really strange. I've never seen them do this.
Why don't you, because I'm going to run out of time to do it, why don't you research that and then call me back maybe in the next hour? And Art, call me back in the next hour also to continue talking. Thanks. It's a great point, Glenn, but do see if you can find it, if they have already authorized raising of the debt ceiling, because they'll have to do it. You're right. He's 100% correct, folks. Thanks, Glenn. Bombs away. There's another $4 billion in this bill for Navy weapons procurement, and another $2 billion for Space Force, and another $2 billion for Air Force missiles. What? You mean you couldn't put that in your regular procurement packages? Is Hunter Biden getting a piece of this? I'll guarantee you there's a bunch of retired generals that are. And I'll guarantee you there's lots of Republicans who have family members that are getting cuts of these kinds of actions. That's how this stuff gets in there, folks. But it's even better. I mean, it's even worse. How much more ridiculous, unbelievable stuff is in this bill? Why the president must engage in the pocket veto, don't you think? Back with a lot more. 2 more hours to go, folks. In fact, Mike Pence can save not just the election, but the republic, starting today. 6:59.